Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 11th chapter of Hilchos Ishas. In this parak, Rambam discusses claims against a woman's virginity. Halacha Aleph. Hanosei basula, shenis almana, o shenis garsha, o nechatza. If one marries a girl who is seemingly a virgin, but she had been married and the husband had passed away before she had a chance to have relations with him, or similarly, she had been divorced beforehand, or similarly, she had process of chalitza done to her, the process of with a shoe, sending a woman away rather than doing lever marriage. Imina erisin this almana onis garsha o nechatza shubasam asayim. If it had only been that they had been married on the first stage of marriage of kedushin, and then she had been widowed, divorced, or had chalitza done to her respectively, so then her ksuba still is at the 200 dinar of a basula. Imina nesuin ksubasam mea. However, if she had already reached the second stage of marriage, the full stage of marriage of Nisuin, so then her ksuba, the next time she gets married, is only 100. Shemisha Nises Harihi Kibula. Because once she had that higher stage of marriage, so even though she never had relations, she now is classified as a woman who has had relations, and therefore only has a 100 dinar ksuba. V'chena Nosei Besula Mishochreres Ogiores Oshvuya. Similarly, if one marries a girl who is a virgin, but she had been a slave woman and then been set free, or she had been a non-Jew and then had converted, or she had been captured by pirates or enemies or the like, if the woman had respectively been set free, or had converted, or had been redeemed from captivity while she was less than 3 years old in one day, so then her ksuba maintains its regular value of a virgin, which is 200 dinar. The assumption being that even if they had had relations in their earlier state while they were less than 3 years old in a day, so then her signs of virginity would still grow back and return. However, had they been at this stage when they had been set free or converted or redeemed when they were 3 years and a day or older, so then their ksuba is only 100 now. Halacha Beis. Now, why was it that Chazal had enacted for these individuals a ksuba of only 100 dinar, even though they are still virgins? Since the assumption is that a woman who has been fully married will have relations, or a woman who was a slave woman or a non-Jew or had been taken captive. So in all these cases, we assume that she had had relations. Chazal had instituted that they should only receive a ksuba of 100 dinar, whether they had relations or not. And they are now classified halachically as women who had had relations with regards to all matters. Halacha Gimel. Mukas eitz ksubasam mea. A girl who had been wounded, for example, if she had been hit by a stick in that lower part of her body, so then her ksuba is only 100, because her signs of virginity have been broken. Afilu nisis amanashi basula shlema. Benimzeis mukas eitz ksubasam mea. Even if she had been married on condition that she had never had relations beforehand, and then it's discovered that she is somebody who had been wounded there, and that's why her signs of virginity are broken, nonetheless, her ksuba is 100. Ketana mibas shalushanam umata, shenivala, afilu ba'al ha'adam gadol ksubasa masayim. If a minor girl, a girl 3 years of age or below, had relations with somebody, even an adult male, nonetheless, her ksuba remains 200. Sofa shetachser basula kishar habsulos. Because we assume that her signs of virginity will still grow back, since they had only been broken at that younger age, and therefore she will be like any other virgin. V'chein gedola shebala katan, miben tesha shanam ulamata, ksubasa masaya, hilu lo nevela klal. And similarly, an adult woman who had relations with a young boy, one who was 9 years old or less, her ksuba still remains 200, because it's as if she never had relations at all. Why? The Rambam explains, shebias ben tesha shanam v'yom echad biyaso biya, pachos mizeh ein biyaso biya. Because the act of relations done by a boy child who is 9 years old and a day, that counts as an act of relations. But if he is younger than that, 9 years old or less, so then it is not qualified as an act of relations. Halacha Dalet. Besula shi bogeres osuma o ilanus ksubasan masai. If there is a girl who is a virgin, who's an adult, meaning to say she's past the stage of a nara, or she is blind, or she is infertile, nonetheless, her ksuba remains at 200. However, with regards to a deaf-mute woman, or a woman who is not mentally competent, Chazal never instituted for her to have a ksuba. In fact, with regards to a woman who wasn't mentally competent, Chazal never enacted any ability for her to be married. And with regards to a deaf-mute woman, even though Chazal have enacted a concept of marriage for them on a rabbinic level, lo tiknu la ksuba kdei shelo yimnu milasa susa. However, Chazal did not enact for her any concept of a ksuba, because that would have been a reason which would perhaps have caused people from desisting from marrying her. So in order to encourage her ability to be married, Chazal did not enact a ksuba. Ukshem she'ein la ksuba, kach ein la mezonos, lo tznai mitznai ksuba. And just as she does not have a ksuba, this deaf-mute woman, she similarly does not have any of the other responsibilities the husband would be obligated in due to the ksuba. However, if somebody had married a deaf-mute woman, and then she became a normal woman afterwards, yesh la ksuba, v'tznai ksuba, then she indeed does have a ksuba, as well as all the other responsibilities which are included in a standard ksuba. Uksubasa mea. How much is her ksuba? Her ksuba is only 100, though. Halacha hei. If a man marries a deaf-mute woman, or a woman who's mentally incompetent, and then he wrote her out a crazy, exorbitant sum for the ksuba, 100 dinars. So nonetheless, that ksuba is still extant, because this man wants to damage his own possessions, his own assets. He's able to do so. He's able to obligate himself. Halacha vav. If there is a deaf-mute man or a mentally incompetent man that married women who were regular and normal, even though at a later stage, after they've been married, the deaf-mute becomes a regular person, the person who is mentally incompetent becomes mentally competent, nonetheless, their wives have no claim upon them. Now, if they wish to remain married after they've become healthy, so then the wives do have a claim of a ksuba of 100 on them. Then based in haim, shehesiyu hachiresh, v'kasvu la ksuba al nechasav, notelas koma shekasav la based in. However, if it was based in who had helped marry off this deaf-mute to this woman, and in the process of doing so, because they wanted to encourage this chiresh's wife to marry this chiresh, so then they had written a ksuba on his possessions. So in that case, she has the claim on whatever based in had written for her. Avalashota ain't based in Masinoso. However, a person who's mentally incompetent, based in does not help marry them off. Because after all, since this individual is mentally incompetent, the expectation is that they will not be able to thrive in a marriage and will likely end in divorce. Therefore, Chazal did not enact for such an individual the concept of marriage. Similarly, based in did not enact the possibility of a young boy to be married, because of the fact that since ultimately he has the capacity to do normal marriage later on, complete marriage, there is no need to enact it at this stage. However, why did Chazal enact the capacity for a young girl to be married? Even though ultimately she'll be able to reach the stage, God willing, when she grows up, of having normal nisuin on her own. So the Rambam explains, in order to prevent her from being mistreated and abused. And we do not help a boy be married off until we ensure that he has reached the stage of puberty. If a minor, a young boy, even if he's 9 years old in a day, nonetheless, when he marries a woman, she does not have the claim of a ksuba upon him. However, if he reaches the stage of adulthood and continues to live with her, he maintains that marriage once he has reached adulthood, so then she does have the claim of the basics of the ksuba upon him. And similarly, with a convert who had converted, he, along together with his wife, so she, his wife, has a claim on him for the basics of the ksuba, the 100, as it would be in her case, of the ksuba, because for that very reason, with that very assumption, he had continued to live with her as a wife. Halacha ches. Kol basula sheksubasa masayim yesh latinas basulam. With regards to any virgin whose ksuba was at 200 dinar, so there is a possibility of a claim against her virginity within that. V'chol sheksubasa mea, o shelo tiknu la chacham ksuba, ein latinas basulam. However, with regards to anybody whose ksuba is only 100 dinar, or who for them Chazal had not enacted a concept of a ksuba, yet let us say a ksuba was written in their case, so then there is no claim of lack of virginity on such a person. And somebody who has secluded himself along with his betrothed, prior to the latter stage of marriage being reached. So he too loses the ability to make the claim that she was not a virgin, because we suspect perhaps he had been the cause for her not being a virgin. Lachates. Umahi tainas pesulim. Now what is this claim against the virginity of a girl? Zesh nasa isha, shechazkasa shi pesula, betoin v'omer lo matzatia pesula. This is when a person marries a woman who was under the strong presumption that she was indeed a virgin, and then the man now claims afterwards that he discovered that she did not have the signs of virginity. Vishnei simanim heim basula. Now there are two different signs for a girl being a basula, a virgin. Ha'echad dam sheshos mimena, v'sof b'yarishona. The first is that blood will flow from her after the conclusion of the first act of relations. V'asheni hadochik shimza b'yarishona b'shas tashmash. And the second of these two signs is the feeling of tightness that a man experiences in the act of first relations that he has with her. Lachiyud. Hanosi besula shiksubasa masayim, v'ta'an v'amar lomitzatiya besula. If somebody marries a girl whose assumption was that she was a virgin, who had a claim in the ksuba of 200 dinar, and the man now claims that he did not discover her to be a virgin, shalanosa, so then we ask her, im amra emeshu lomitzani besula mibneshin afalti v'kani eitz okarka v'hochu besulai. If the woman responds, indeed, I did not have these signs of virginity because in some earlier stage of my life, I had been wounded by being hit by a piece of wood or fallen on the floor, and therefore I lost the signs of virginity. So then she's believed, and then her ksuba is decreased down to 100 dinar instead of 200. And even though the man might claim, no, what are you saying? Perhaps some other person had relations with you, and therefore he owes her nothing in her ksuba, we disregard his claim. Now, if the man still feels uncomfortable, he's uncertain whether she had relations in the past, so then he has the ability to put her under a strict vow that she claim that indeed she had not had relations with any man beforehand. Because, after all, he's still in doubt about this. Lachiyat Aleph. Amr hi emes, amar, shalom etzani besula, v'ish ba'alai be'ones, achashenis arasti lo, harizu ne'emenes, v'ksubasa masayim k'mo sha'isa. If the wife responds, indeed, what he's saying is true, that I was not found to be a virgin. However, after the act of betrothal, another man had raped me against my will, and that's why I was not found to be a virgin. So in that case, she is believed, and her ksuba is maintained at 200. V'imton v'amar shema adche lo aristich ne'enast. And if the man then claims, well, perhaps it was before you had been betrothed to me, and therefore this betrothal was done under false pretenses, and I shouldn't owe you the ksuba at all. Or perhaps it was after I had betrothed you, but you had willingly submitted to relations. So then he has the ability to create again this intense vow, this curse placed upon anyone who had claimed falsely that he was actually deserving to owe money when he had not deserved to owe that money. If the man claims that I did not discover her to be a virgin, and she claims he never had relations with me, and I still am a virgin, then we either check her to see whether she has the sign of virginity, or we have them go back again and have relations, this time in front of witnesses. Amra ba'alai u'psula matani k'chol ha'psulos v'sheker hu tamei. However, if the wife responds, he had relations with me, and I indeed was a virgin, just like any other virgin, and he is claiming a falsehood against me, sholen oso v'omrim lo ma'ha adabar aja amart she'eno b'sula. We ask him, what exactly happened that made you feel that she wasn't a virgin? If it's because he claims that he did not find any blood, we then investigate into her family. Perhaps they never have blood, not just blood that comes from having one's virginity removed, but simply maybe they never have menstrual blood. If we find that this is true with regards to all of them, so then she too is under that same presumption, and she would maintain her ksuba at 200 dinar. However, if it was not discovered that her family was such, then we investigate with regards to her. We investigate, perhaps she has some sort of sickness which has caused her moisture within her body to dissipate, or perhaps she had been fasting from hunger. Martvin osa, machin osa, mashkin osa, ashatavri, betibal shania. So then we have her eat and we allow her to regain her strength to the point where then, hopefully, she'll be healthy enough that when they go ahead and have this second act of relations, Venirim tozi down and love, and then we'll investigate whether or not blood came forth or not. Bim ein sham choli, velo rav, velo kiyotibo. However, if there is no sickness or hunger or something of that sort, harizu tainas basulam. So then that is the case where we take into account this claim of a lack of virginity. Even though the man felt the pressure, the tightness, at the time of the first act of relations, since no blood came forth, so then we assume that there were no signs of virginity. Because any virgin, we believe, has blood come forth in this first act of relations, whether she was a young girl, a nara, stage girl, or even an adult girl, and unless it was because of some sickness, as the Rambam has just elaborated, we assume there would have been blood if she was indeed a virgin. However, if the man claims not that there was no blood, but that he found, so to speak, the door open, he didn't feel that same tightness that one would expect to find in the first act of relations, we then investigate how old she is. Then maybe she was actually an adult. Because most adult women don't have that same experience of tightness, shemar gishin bo harbe, that he won't feel it as acutely, shere gala benisrapu evreha kalu bezulaha, because as she's gotten older in years, so her body has softened, and those signs of virginity in that part of her body have slowly whittled away. V'im lo bagra adayin, however, if she had not yet reached the stage of adulthood, omer lo shema hetisa, O balsa benachas harbe, lefikach loher gashta bedochak. Then we suggest to the man, perhaps you had angled yourself in a certain fashion, or you had relations at a very slow pace, and therefore you didn't feel that tightness. Im amar lo ki, elevade pesach pasuachaya. If he responds, no, it was definitely not that way. Rather, I found an open doorway. Harizu tainas besulam lechol besula, shelo bagra, ben katana, ben nara, ben bria, ben chola, shekol nara besula, pascha sasumu. Then this is indeed a valid claim against her virginity with regards to any virgin that has not yet reached the stage of adulthood, whether she is in the stage of a katana or a nara, whether she is healthy or sick, because any girl who is a virgin and below the stage of adulthood, we assume has a sealed door. And even though some blood came forth, since he found, again, quote-unquote, the door open, so we assume there were no signs of virginity down there. There were those amongst the Gonim who had ruled that a girl who has reached the stage of adulthood has no claim against the lack of blood, and she does have a claim against her with regards to the doorway being open. The Rambam says, that is not what seems to emerge from the Gemara. In fact, this was based on a mistaken version of the Talmud, which they had. The Rambam says he investigated the matter greatly. He looked over many ancient texts and discovered it to be, as he has already explained, that an adult girl does not have the claim of Pesach Pasuach, but only has the claim of Tainas Damim, to be leveled against her. Halacha Yud Dalet. Chacham Haim Shetiknu Iker Ksuba Leisha. The Haim Eskinu Vamru Shekol HaToin Tainas Besulim VaIsha Macheshes Oso Nema. It was Chazal themselves, the Rambam tells us, who had enacted the basic foundational obligation of the Ksuba for a woman, and it was they who, in their enactment, claimed that any man who claims against this girl a claim of virginity, and the woman denies it, then the man is believed. It is upon the woman to bring evidence for her side, not upon the man. Because there is a strong presumption that a person will not busy himself to prepare a wedding feast and have this whole big scene only to lose it all and change, to transform his rejoicing into mourning. Now, until what point does the man have the capacity to claim against this woman's virginity? If they had secluded themselves So then, he only has the immediate time thereafter. Thus, we saw beforehand, they would get married on a Wednesday evening, in order so that the next day, on a Thursday morning, he can immediately rise to Beis Din and make his claim. However, if they did not seclude themselves, so then he can even make it even after 30 days. All of the Gaonim ruled, the Rambam tells us, that that which Chazal had taught, that he is believed, even though she is denying his claim, that is with regards to making her lose out on the fundamental, basic element of the Ksuba, the 200 dinar that Chazal had set. Aval hadosefes yeshla. However, she still has claim to anything beyond that which he had obligated himself to. El imkain, no de beraya brura shaisab ula, osha hodas lo shihib ula, kodam shitzaris vetasa. Unless, of course, we have clear evidence that she had had relations prior to his betrothal, or that she admits explicitly that she had relations prior to their betrothal and she had tricked him. Therefore, with regards to this excess amount to the ksuba, he has the capacity to demand that she swear by holding a sanctified object such as a sefer Torah, just as is true by anybody who is ever forced to swear and then make the claim and take the item which they are claiming they are owed, and then only afterwards she can collect the tosefes. However, she has no capacity to make him swear that he did not discover her to be a virgin, and then afterwards make him refuse to pay her ksuba. Because, again, of our strong presumption that a person won't busy himself with that whole feast only to make it be lost. However, she does have the capacity to make this strong vow against anybody who dares claim falsely against her. If a person wishes to nonetheless remain married to this wife after he has caused her to lose the fundamental basic obligation of the ksuba, he has the capacity to do so, but he must write her a new ksuba, this one leveled at 100 dinar. Because, as has already been explained, it is forbidden for a person to remain living with his wife, even for a moment, without having a ksuba written, as Rambam has already explained. Have a wonderful day.